Menards.
On the...
All right.
From what I had seen on the real estate side, we didn't increase them. Menards was not increased.
Well, it said 17-7, and they were appealing, so they're just appealing.
They appeal every year.
They appealed last year. We denied them.
Okay, so you're saying that it didn't change.
It did not change.
I don't think so.
No, it did not.
Okay, well, that makes me feel much better about our denial.
Yeah, it did not change.
It's been 17-7 since 2019 when BOE set it at that.
Not that
rate.
Okay.
Here's a great way to let them down. You go, it's not you, it's me. All right.
I don't know where to apply that advice, but yeah.
Pardon? No. We're live.
We're live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like a little levity in our, you know, our one listener out there appreciates it.
From what I can see, they're still on the BOE.
Okay. I mean, we can just, if you want to go in order, we got 395, that's milk, but I don't know if you want to just go on to some other ones.
395. Oh, wait a minute, I'm on that 359.
I think that's our next one on the list. I think, we've got still this JTD investments, but I think the rest of them we've done, or maybe not. We didn't get a hold of some of these people, did we?
Let's.
351, did we get a hold of them?
I got that here where.
Yes.
You got a hold
yes.
of them.
Okay. So we've done that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
352, 353, 354, 355, we've done.
354, we also got a hold of. That yes. was the classification. Is that classification?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We left a message there.
Oh, we left a message.
No answer. Their mailbox was full.
Mailbox full, sorry.
Okay, so we haven't talked to 354.
Or 355.
Well, we haven't talked to them yet.
355, you left a voicemail.
Left
a,
yeah.
Okay, so we've covered that one, if we could leave a voicemail.
Yeah. Hey, Lindsay, how are you doing? Thanks for bringing David's phone. We were sharing. It was phone share.
That's a rarity.
You missed all the exciting days.
Okay, well, I'll sit and I'll see what you have.
And David was on this morning, so
I'm sure it's on the website for you. Listening pleasure.
And I bet
EJ in here earlier, Mike. I was wondering if
we should
go EJ in here earlier.
You're probably your only one listener.
Okay, you're the only listener. All right.
Well, I'm glad
you say something about you only got one listener.
All right, yeah, to Mike, our one fan out there, listener, yeah.
Well, I guess that gives you a...
Well, it's nice to know that you are just like a minute away.
We know we can yell, yeah. And you're coming right away.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
You want to try, I mean, if we just go down the list, you want to try that JTDL Investments?
What number are we on?
That would be 354. Is that the next in line? We haven't gotten a hold of them yet.
You mean 554?
354 is page 3. I'm just trying to go in order. I don't know.
I think that's the one with
the mailbox was full.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mailbox was full. Right.
I don't know. I had a gentleman call me right before I walked back in here. I told him that they, because he said, are they going to call? What, you know? And I asked him if it's nightly rental property and classification. Explained to him what it was. I said they'll probably still give you a call, but he requested a copy of your brief, so I emailed that to him.
Perfect. I think we're good.
Yeah, I get away from calling the brief because there's not much. I mean, I don't cite case law or something. I just call it our decision. Just, okay. Yeah, that way, I don't want to give somebody, it's a legal brief, but
yeah,
I would have had to do a lot more work if I'd done that.
Lindsay, we appreciate David's time and your time, allowing him to have the time to be able to do this and hang out with us. So well, not this much, so I'm sure. All right, so going down, we have 358.
So we're not going to try to call 354 again? Or
this will be try calling.
I don't care. I just...
Summer breeze.
If we get nothing this time, we tried three times, we're done, I guess.
Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot...
Okay. I make a motion on BOE 354 after three tries to deny. Is it a classification?
Yes.
It's classification. Okay, well, I go get a letter. Then.
He'll get a letter.
All right, we'll just send a letter.
Summer Breeze Rentals, Branson Hills Villas.
I think this is class two.
Yeah. Hello, Natalie. This is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Yes.
Very good. We were sitting here looking at your appeal on 114 Mulligan Court. It's based on classification, correct?
My appeal is not based on the assessed value. It's based on the classification, yes.
Okay. That's what we had thought. At any rate, I thought I would give you a call, let you know that our board did make a decision on the classification across the board, no pun intended, for all of you.
Yeah.
And we just made that decision right before our break at lunch, and I thought I would let you know what it is.
Okay.
It is that... if you own one, you can designate one law or nightly rental unit as 25% commercial and 75% residential. If you own two or more, the rest of those are 100% commercial.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. My other big concern though was if I sell this, then what?
How many do you have?
I just have one.
Oh, well, so if you sell it and somebody buys it and if they live there, then they're 100% residential. If they use it as a vacation home.
Who makes that change? Who causes that to change? Because once you have an assessment done, I mean, you have to go back to the assessor then and ask if that does, I mean, it's kind of a strange situation.
Yes, you will have to do that. So basically, you will, and typically, whenever you sell it, that new buyer will get a letter from the assessor's office And on that letter is...
plan to live in it.
Well, yes, and if they're going to use it in the nightly rental program, and if that's their only one, then they can designate it as that. Or if they planned on vacation home, if it's just simply a vacation home and not in a nightly rental program, it's 100% residential. If it is, if they're living in it, it's 100% residential. If they do use it in a nightly rental program, and it's their only one that they have in a nightly rental program, it is then
25.
Correct, correct. Which,
okay.
Go ahead.
If it's a long-term lease, then it's also residential. In other words, if it's 30 days or more, it's also residential. So it's just nightly rental, transient housing.
Right, right.
So which is actually, in your case, you're in a better position with this than you would have been in, as far as the classification goes, in years prior, not just this year. So typically, if you're renting at anything beyond 25%. But
I rent 200 nights a year.
Okay, well... they won't have the number of nights factor anymore, on this, and it simplifies it for the assessor's office, hopefully. But.
About 25% of what you saved.
Mm-hmm. Any rate, you're saving a, you're, in this regard, you're saving a fair amount. So,
for
you. And we understand it's, you know, we just tried to be, if you would like we have a three-page document with our reasoning on it that you can email the clerk's office.
Can they look at it online?
To receive?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
It's okay. I realize it's a work in progress.
We're calling dozens right now, just like you, and letting them know. And so, any rate, wish you the best. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You sure we can't call it a brief? Do you have another adjective or? It's not noun brief. It's
decision.
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 We.
It's titled that BOE nightly rental decision.
Okay. Okay. Can we call it Exhibit Delta for decision? It looks like we got Belk here. Let's look at that. BOE number 3.
Belk's did not increase.
Did I jump?
Yeah.
So it looks like, okay, so 359 was Menard. We denied Menard's. Number 360.
He was here in person. That was classification. We explained it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember. He was
the one from California. Was he the pastor? Or said he'd been a pastor at one point?
Yes.
Okay, that was okay. Kevin Keck.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jet, this is what one? What did they say the name is?
395 Belks.
Okay. Opinion market value as of January 13 million. We have it on at. Is this in two different places? Because we have it at 3.5 million.
They want an extra $10 million?
I mean, it looks like 2020 was...
Looks like it's 15 or 17... 17, that's Menards. That's 17.7.
Yeah, we're looking at Menards online. We're going to Belk.
Yeah, we already denied Menards.
395.
That's my final
number,
sorry.
Oh,
10. That's what we had last year and the year before that and the year before that. $2.8 million. You want me to call him?
Do you guys know what the basis? You didn't increase him this year?
What I had seen that it was a zero increase.
There's no increase and nothing. Okay.